Plenty here.
What's the latest, old buddy?
Well, the latest is this. I just talked to John Connolly. Don Yarborough has filed for election as governor.
Mm-hmm.
Lyman Jones, who works for Hank Brown, picked up his filing application and paid the fee. Don Yarborough has been in and out of the AFL-CI headquarters all day long. 10 of the top labor leaders in Texas are in there with him right now. All of this in the face of the insistence of the labor leaders that not only were they not going to encourage Don, trying to get him out of the race, but they weren't even going to endorse him.
Yeah.
Now, and Ralph's going to have a free ride as of this moment. Now, what are we going to, how do we check this out? What do we do?
Is not going to run?
Nobody's going to run. The Yarber's got a free ride.
That's what Connolly said.
That's right. But now, it looks as if, we don't know what the information is true or not, but I think if you could make a check on this right quick.
Yeah.
That it looks as if that somebody's been passing us some bad information. Because Yarber today, for the first time, began to move in and out of the FLCI headquarters. Lyman Jones picked up the filing fee application, paid it, and he's been closeted, Don Yarborough has, all
yeah,
afternoon.
Son of a bitch.
All afternoon with the labor leaders down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't care if they don't like John, but for this they ought not to be.
Can
doing.
You get in touch with anybody right now?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on just a minute, Jack.
President. Jack?
Yes, sir.
It looks like you're not quite playing fair.
Well, that's what Villani tells me. And he just was asking about getting in touch with anybody, and I guess best be for me to call the Roy Evans and Hank Brown.
Yeah.
And just call them and talk to them, because they both assured, I don't know what they told you, but they told me that they were not going to do this. And
well,
I'm
they did
not
do it, and they... And Lyman Jones, who's their public relations man, picked up. The governor was just trembling in his voice when he called. He's the maddest man I ever heard.
Yeah, well.
Said, I just want to tell you that we got Joe out, and there's no, Ralph Yarborough's free.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
I think you ought to let the man know that he's ruined us. That's what he was saying.
Well.
So that's the position he put me in. Now, we ought to put Jim Wright in that race by 10 o'clock or somebody else if they're going to play that way. I don't think we ought just.
Well, I don't think Ralph is guilty on this. I don't have any indication that he was. I will say further, I didn't have any indication that Roy Evans and Hank Brown were going to do this either. You know, to be candid about it.
Ken O'Donnell said he talked to them, and they said they weren't.
I think they told everybody they weren't.
But they did.
Well, I think. I think what I ought to do is call them right now and get on that phone and stay on it. And
I don't think you ought to quote me or say anything about it, but I think
no,
you ought
just
to say
tell
that,
them that I understand.
Just say the reporters up here say that Don Yarborough, that Lyman Jones picked up his application today, and he was in the AFL-CIO headquarters, and there were 8 or 10 of them in there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that if labor is going to go behind him, why, we can have a fight there. That's a good one. I don't mind having one, but I just didn't want John to start it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like to me he's in pretty good position now. They've started on him, don't you think so?
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, John has nothing to worry about. He beat the guy easy.
No, but...
But I don't want to have to beat him.
That's right.
That's the point.
Yes,
that's
but he's in there. But Joe, you know, he just put Walter on. He put Walter through the ringer. And said, the only way I'll do it is the president himself, because I respect the presidency and I respect him.
Yes.
If he tells me this will ruin him, well, I'll do it. Jim Walter said, okay, it will. So he just went up and announced like a man he wouldn't run. That took a lot of guts.
Yeah, and I think he should have. Well, I think, Mr. President, I ought to go on and get on that phone. I had
sure
to
ought
to.
We ought to get Don Yarborough out. I'm going to call Ken and tell him. And if he's not going to, then I think we ought to get somebody else in and just have a hell of a good war, knock down, drag out, and see who's powerful, see who's got who. But if they can't keep Don Yarborough from running, Walter just got me to appoint his damn daddy-in-law the National Mediation Board tonight, not an hour ago. I've got to call and recall that one. Don't let
who's
his
daddy-in-law?
Don Yarborough.
Who is his daddy-in-law?
Walker, yeah.
Well, I guess who would have the most influence, Hank and Roy Evans? Well, I'm going to get Miss Charlotte on that phone and start her working on them.
Okay. Tell her don't double-cross me like you did last night now.
Well, listen, you're going to... We've already eaten. Are you going to be home? You going on up to eat?
Yeah, I'm sitting in my little office, getting ready to go over and have a swim with Pierre Salger. He's waited on me, and he's tired, and he's going to eat dinner with us, and then we're going to go to bed. But you come on down whenever you get ready.
Well, I'll give you a call after I get a report.
Okay,
Valenti going to go home?
No, I don't know what Valenti's going to do. He's got his wife here, and he's subject to her command, and she may just make him jump through a hoop. He may have to leave any minute.
Any minute he's
is not a free man anymore, not since he got to town.
He won't be going down that hotel anymore?
What hotel?
Any hotel. Anywhere at all.
Statler? Well, where the hell do you know he's Statler? When?
What's the number, operator? Where am I going to call you?
When were you? Did you see him go into Statler?
No, I just took him down there to see some friends one night.
You took him down there to see some friends one night?
It was all on the level, and you had approved it. Listen, let me talk to Valenti and see if he's got a number on Hank Brown and Roy Evans.
He said he took you there.
When? Jack? What are you trying to do to me? You son of a gun. I got enough problems here without having the president on my...
You got a telephone number on Roy Evans?
No.
Greenwood number?
No, I don't, but I tell you what...
They may have several, you know.
Why don't you just call the White House operator and tell him you want to get in touch with Roy Evans and... they'll find him for you.
Well, how can they plug me through?
Just let them find out what the number is and where he is, and then they'll let you know. Or you can call the Austin operator and tell them what you want.
I'll let them work on it. I'll stay out of the White House. We don't want to be in the White House.
I agree with you.
Just the other way.
I agree with you.
Now, you going on home, you hope?
I'm going out just with I'm going to meet Mary Margaret for a drink and a little bite, and then I'm coming back to the White House about an hour and a half or 2 hours.
All right. I'll try and have something by then. I'll check in with you and the boss.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.